Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
Okay, so nobody builds an altar anymore. Well, not really. Yet there are ways we automatically build an altar in our lives on which we make sacrifices. Here are some examples. For goals and dreams. For relationships. To feel validated. And all the while, hoping our sacrifice will bring desired results. Incidentally, it helps to consider your life is an altar. In Scripture, an altar was used to sacrifice to God or to give thanks and worship Him. Often, it took effort and time to build an altar. Of course, the offering on it was considered a sweet aroma to God if it was sincere. Actually, throughout Scripture, an altar kept Bible characters connected to God through a stand-in sacrifice to bear the penalty of sin. Likely, your favorite Bible characters were ordinary persons, you know, pressed on every side, managing complicated scenarios with stresses, insecurities, fears, and pride to manage, just like you. Strikingly, these folks didn't know they themselves were an altar to God. Yet their lives invite you to live under the same shadow they did. An authentic personal relationship with Holy God and a practical life that frames your faith in God. That is a really good shadow to live your life under. Let me repeat those again. An authentic personal relationship with Holy God and a practical life that frames your faith in God. Remarkably, any faithful Bible character you might think of did know they could rely on God's promises, provisions, and presence. In your lifetime, you likely have at least one person who, by their daily life, strongly encourages you to trust God. Just because you don't know all their difficulties doesn't mean troubles aren't present. Your person would fully trust God, obey Him even when it's hard, rely on God's promises, provisions, and presence, those three P's we mentioned earlier, and they draw close to Him with love. That's why that person, by their daily life, strongly encourages you to trust God. Simply put, they are an altar to God. So now, who is your faithful person? Identify them in your mind right now. The question next is, what about you? Naturally, God designed you to be an altar to God. Three questions for you. First, are you willing? Second, whatever the cost? And third, are you willing to be an altar for others? The best way to be an altar is to tether yourself to God. In doing so, your life becomes an altar. Without doubt, your life is intended to influence others. Indeed, this likely means sacrifice, plus investments of time and energy, and also loving compassion. Strikingly, your life is an altar for others, especially when you suffer. 1 John 3:16 says, "We ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters." Amazingly, the offering of your life on God's altar is a sweet aroma to Him. 2 Corinthians 2:15. Plus, it's how you fulfill your purpose. And finally, it does encourage other people. Remarkably, when you offer your life on God's altar, you do something many Christians are not willing to do. Significantly, what is God's altar? Let's just explore that. It's a place where you stack up your expectations. You let go of your reputation. Give God your hopes. You are flexible with your dreams. And then you also pour your love to God over everything that you've laid on that altar. And finally, you let the flames of passion for Christ and purpose burn in your life for Christ. So be an altar to live healthy. Let's look at some H words with practical ideas of how to be an altar. I think 10 of them. Let's see here, all the way down to, yep, I've got 10 of these H words for you. The very first one is help. God promises to help you in every detail of life. Subsequently, latch on to his unlimited help. Isaiah 41:10 says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." So make your life an altar by accepting God's help. That's the first H word, help. The second H word is hope. God gives you hope, yet only when you accept it does it become yours. The psalmist repeatedly instructs to hope in the Lord. Here's an example, Psalm 31, verse 24. "Be strong and take heart, all you who hope in the Lord." Interestingly, hope in God means these things. Strength is renewed, your heart is refreshed, weariness falls off, and weakness transforms into power. Let's quickly go through those again. Hope in God means strength is renewed, your heart is refreshed, weariness falls off, and weakness transforms into power. So make your life an altar by accepting God's hope. The third H word is healing. Life is hard. Disappointments, losses, bad things happen sometimes. Disease. So often you need healing. God says, "I am the Lord who heals you," Exodus 15:26. Another verse, he says, "I heal the brokenhearted and bind up their wounds," Psalm 147, verse 3. Make your life an altar by asking God to heal you. Then accept whatever that looks like. The fourth H word is healthy. Health goes far beyond your body. Some people with physical diseases are healthier than others with no diseases. Frankly, be healthy in every way you can. Your body, mind, spirit, your relationships, your work-life balance, just to mention a few. 1 Timothy 6:3 encourages Jesus' followers to agree with the healthy words of Jesus. Make your life an altar by living a healthy life. The fifth H word is holy. God alone is holy, yet he offers holiness to whoever trusts and obeys him. As a result, be a candidate for holiness. First of all, surrender completely to God. Second, ask him to transform your character. Third, pursue Christ's character as your own. Make your life an altar by pursuing a holy life. Okay, so let's quick review the first five H words. Help, hope, healing, healthy, and holy. Now, number six H word is heaven. Heaven is unending joy, provision, kindness, love, safety, fellowship, and peace forever. Interestingly, Jesus said, "Heaven is very near," Matthew 3:2. Additionally, he promises all God's provisions are yours daily. So make your life an altar by living in heaven's realities starting now. The seventh H word is honesty. Actually, to live an honest life is a sign of integrity and trustworthiness. Plus, it takes humility to be honest. Proverbs 22, verse 21a says, "Teaching you to be honest and to speak the truth." So make your life an altar by being honest. Number 8 is humility. God highly values humility. Remarkably, Christ humbled himself every day on earth. Interestingly, this kept him in the center of God's will. Plus, he stayed in intimate relationship with God. Importantly, humility brings confession, repentance, and forgiveness. Frankly, this keeps you in God's will and close to God. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. James 4, verse 10. So make your life an altar by being humble. The 9th H word is hard work. Bring your skill sets, your abilities, and your experiences to serve God. Subsequently, God made you for productive, constructive, and meaningful work. It's my conviction that after his earthly father, Joseph, died, Jesus worked hard as a carpenter, setting his mother up for success and providing for his siblings. Make your life an altar by working hard each day. And the 10th and final H word is happiness. Practice cheer. Basically, rejoice in the Lord. Interestingly, this produces quiet contentment even in hard times. Rejoice before the Lord. Be happy and joyful. From Psalm 68, 3b. Despite everything, you can choose joy. Make your life an altar by engaging happiness. Let's review all of those H words again. These H words are practical ways that you can be an altar with your entire life. Number 1 is help. 2 is hope. 3 is healing. 4, healthy. 5 is holy. 6 is heaven. 7, honesty. 8, humility. 9, hard work. And 10, happiness. The best way to manage your life as an altar to God is to adopt an immediate management approach. Essentially, this includes these kinds of things: responsibilities, schedules, habits, relationships, career, leadership, and future hopes, dreams, and plans. Being organized, proactive, forward-thinking, and prayerful helps you manage those areas. I want to read that sentence again because the previous things that we mentioned, that list of things with responsibilities all the way through to your future hopes, dreams, and plans, requires that you be organized, proactive, forward-thinking, and prayerful. Subsequently, it's a great way to put everything on your life altar. However, you also need to manage unhealthy practices and sin, particularly as we're talking about your life as an altar. Deal with sin at the heart level as soon as you see it, essentially before it becomes a lingering thought, word, deed, especially an ongoing pattern. If it's already entrenched, confess and repent. God helps you manage everything. Actually, using the H words will help you manage your life. An immediate management approach keeps you healthy as you make your life an altar. Frankly, unhealthy practices and sin create barriers. Things like self-oriented thoughts, selfish desires, dreams that don't honor God, anxieties, irritations, bitterness, anger, revenge, and so on. Battles of your heart are fought in an invisible realm. Strategically, as soon as you sense yourself making allowances or justifying or denying or defending, stop. Frankly, it's precisely there that lordship must be established. So, who is going to be in charge? You or God? Once Christ's lordship has been established, only then can you move on to fight battles of unhealthy practices and sins. Truthfully, it is a battle of the will. Either you choose to be completely surrendered to Christ, or you will conjure up all kinds of allowances and exceptions, excuses, even extensive explanations, and also compromises. Here's a simple question. We've been asking this all the way through the content today. Is your entire life on the altar? Before we go on to our application thoughts and questions for today,
if you're enjoying this content, share it with someone else. Just click the share button on your podcast app.
Alrighty, let's go to the application thoughts and questions now. The first one, do you see your life as an altar to God? Second, are you willing, whatever the cost? Third, are you willing to be an altar for others? Four, name anything that is not on the altar in your life. Five, which H words are you doing well? Name them. Number six, well, regrettably, which H words are you not doing well with? Now name those. Seven, do you have an immediate management approach? How well is it working for you? Number eight, which unhealthy practices and sin do you need to eliminate? And number nine, that simple question once again, is your entire life on the altar? Here is something for your Bible study and your quiet time. This content today came partially from two books. One is Shadows of Things to Come, which is a study in Hebrews, and also Sharpshooting, Your Bronze Bow, which is a devotional book that takes you through Matthew. In both of these, you will find practical action points that help you know God better and nurture personal growth. You can find these books in our bookstore, www.aliveandactivelife.org/store. I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolfe with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.